Most dangerous media consolidation in history. MAGA personalities slam Netflix bid to acquire Warner Brothers by Lucas Nolan on December 12, 2025. Netflix is pursuing a deal to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery, a move that would create the largest consolidated streaming platform in U.S. history. Together, the two companies would control an estimated 139 million domestic subscribers, roughly 50 million more than the next largest competitor, raising questions about market concentration within the entertainment industry. President Donald Trump signaled concern with the acquisition deal on Sunday, telling reporters the proposed merger could be a problem, citing Netflix's already dominant market share and the potential for even greater influence if the acquisition proceeds. Trump has also made pointed comments on the fate of CNN, which he believes should be determined as part of any acquisition deal. Several prominent conservative commentators aligned with the MAGA movement have publicly criticized the deal. Jack Posobiec highlighted Netflix's long-running relationship with Barack and Michelle Obama and Obama-Biden official Susan Rice, after recently explaining how Netflix transformed Stranger Things into LGBT propaganda on the Alex Marlow show. Turning Point USA personality and host of The Benny Show Benny Johnson called it the most dangerous media consolidation in American history, noting the vast influence ultra-woke, Obama-tied Netflix would have over major children's franchises. Commentator Laura Loomer argued the merger would increase the Obama's cultural footprint, writing in an op-ed, "The press wants you to believe the proposed Warner Brothers Netflix merger is just another business deal. It's not. It's a setup for Michelle Obama's 2028 presidential run. If the merger is approved, the Obamas, through their production company, would enjoy unprecedented influence over the largest consolidated streaming platform in American history." Netflix's association with the Obamas has expanded steadily since their 2018 production agreement. The company appointed former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice to its board that same year. Rice left the board for a position in the Biden administration, then rejoined Netflix's board in 2023. Netflix's partnership with the Obama family also includes Higher Ground, the couple's production company founded in 2018, which signed a multi-year content agreement covering films, documentaries, and children's programming. Higher Ground has released multiple projects through Netflix and, in 2024, secured an expanded deal extending its role in developing original series and feature films for the platform. Key Netflix figures have a history of anti-Trump partisanship. Internal correspondence previously reported also showed Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings criticizing tech entrepreneur Peter Thiel over Thiel's support for Trump, writing that Thiel's endorsement reflected bad judgment and expressing discomfort with his role on Facebook's board. The proposed acquisition remains under review, with no timeline yet announced for regulatory action. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.